This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you on the Klang Valley's biggest conversation. Let me give you those numbers. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. 016-201-9000 is the number to text. And of course, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, this evening, we'd like to talk about hashtag Dua Kerja. Remember that? The brainchild of politician Dato' Ahmad Mazlan, who, freakily enough, predicted this phenomenon we're seeing now, right? Yeah. It's not uncommon, the whole idea of having two jobs. It's practically every Uber driver's story.
Yeah.
I have a day job and then I do this on the side. Yeah. And we hear it all the time.
Well, that's the thing, though. Are we surprised? You know, I don't necessarily think so.
No, I don't think so, right?
Yeah. You think about the rising cost of living, think about stagnant wages, the shrinking urban middle class, housing prices, the ringgit. It was only a matter of time before we got here. Now that we are in this inescapable mire that is hashtag Dua Kerja, what next?
Right. So a couple of days ago, a civil servant urged Prime Minister Najib Razak at a TN50 dialogue session to give public employees the opportunity to be business owners to help supplement their income because everyone wants in on hashtag Dua Kerja.
Yeah, so currently civil servants are barred from taking up part-time jobs, and with so many civil servants in the B40 income group, that's where household income is below 3,900 ringgit a month. You know, many are struggling to make ends meet. So Kelantan Jaya MP Wong Chen was reported to have supported this plea, adding that nobody should have to hold two jobs. And what do we think about that?
Well, it's a sad state of affairs when people need two jobs to survive, right? But consider the facts. Minimum wage hasn't really increased. Cost of living has gone up. Wages are stagnant. It's becoming increasingly difficult to actually start a family and buy homes. Retirement funds aren't enough to retire on. Petrol prices are only going up. But for many, mere survival depends on these second jobs. And I think the question we want to ask today is whether or not that is actually sustainable.
Yeah, that's right. So yesterday on Talkback, we'd like you to weigh in. Is it realistic to expect someone to have two jobs? Are there any other reasons as to why anyone would have two jobs for reasons other than financial stability? And also, perhaps if you are on the second job bandwagon, call us and tell us all about it. You know, tell us why, tell us when you started and how you're coping.
Yeah, and also, if hashtag Dua Kerja is enough, what if you need hashtag Tiga Kerja?
Oh no.
Right? Call us on 03-771-09000, text us on 016-201-9000, or tweet us at BFM Radio. That question again, is it realistic to expect someone to hold two jobs? Our lines are open. We've got some music coming your way in the meantime. Here's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings with People Don't Get What They Deserve on BFM 89.9.
Get in touch right now. Call 03-771-09000. Text 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio. This is Talkback on BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you on Talkback Thursday. It is the evening edition. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. And we're asking you today about whether it's sustainable to have hashtag Dua Kerja.
Yeah.
And if you're one of those people who is on the two-job bandwagon, please tell us your experiences. We've got Hafiz on the line, Caroline.
Yeah.
And he's already on three jobs.
Hashtag Tiga Kerja.
Tiga Kerja.
Oh,
Hafiz,
no.
Tell us what's going on.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
I'm surprised that you managed to find some time to call us, Hafiz, but thank you so much for calling in. What are the three jobs?
Well, the first job is I work as a government servant.
Right.
Okay. And second one, I actually have a side business.
Right.
And third one, I do freelance work as a copywriter as well.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's impressive.
How necessary is this?
Well, I have to because I switched career like two or three times. So when I got into this job, I actually got a pay cut. So I had to, you know, sustain. How to sustain it, I have to get another to do side business.
Right.
So, and yeah.
But why then stay in this job? I mean, why then stay in this job as opposed to doing, you know, working in a different industry, perhaps, where you perhaps only need to do hashtag #dua kerja as opposed to #3?
Well, good question. But I think it goes back to my family's expectation that, you know, it's not a good time for you to look for a new job now.
Right.
And then you have to stay on with your job and then just, you know, move on until you find the right job for you.
Security and stability. And can I ask you very quickly? So we started this talk by talking about, you know, how civil servants are finding it difficult to cope. What's the situation like where you work? Perhaps you can, you know, share some of your stories with us about perhaps your colleagues.
Yeah, I can assure you that government servants, they cannot relax. We actually work around the clock, and then it's actually quite hectic. And I was in private sector before this, and then when I got into the government sector, it's totally opposite from what I was doing in private sector. So it's been really busy, and then it's very demanding. But you know, it's like you're serving the country, so. So that's it.
And are you hearing a lot that they would like to have businesses outside? Because from what I understood from the report today, civil servants in the B40 group are not allowed, or rather they're barred from having separate you know, separate jobs or different work.
Well, it's not that they're not allowed, mm-hmm. but they have to declare it,
right,
to make sure that there's no conflict of interest or whatsoever.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's not a difficult task. That's something that happens quite easily then.
Yeah, but I can tell you that having two jobs is actually not a practical thing to do, because you'll be giving like 50-50 to these two jobs. But in my case, I have three jobs, so it'd be like 33.3, 32.3, and 32.3.
Oh, well, also, I mean, that was my next question, Hafiz. I mean, how are you managing, I mean, not just the amount you give to each job, but of course your personal life?
Yes, I have no personal life, I can say that.
Oh dear, that's awful.
But has it affected, you know, things like your health, your sleeping patterns? I mean, because surely when you freelance as well, that is incredibly demanding, because you've got deadlines to meet.
Yeah, in a way it does, because I get tired easily and I don't have time for myself. But sometimes when I do, but I still have to bring my, you know, bring my laptops and just, you know, work at sites. When everyone is like having fun, I have to do some, you know, my own thing. So it wasn't that, it's not that fun, but, you know, it's something that I have to do, I think.
Okay, well, bless you. Thank you very much for your service, Hafiz. Much appreciated.
All right, so right now we've got, we've got Mrs. Ampi on the line. Hi, Mom.
Hi.
So,
Hi,
Mrs. Ampi. Hashtag how many kerja for you?
Okay, I tell you what. Yeah. Basically, I had two jobs when I was, when we came back after Ampi got his membership, and he had a boss on hell, a boss from hell, and he had to quit service and start his private practice. And we were down to 1,000 ringgit of my salary, and that's it. That was all what we had. Mm. And he had started private practice. And I used to finish school and go straight to the clinic. So I used to be, he had a nurse. I used to help him with the registration of the patients and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to manage. We got back at 9 every night.
Oh.
And I had to get up at 5 again, because Uma was basically 8 months old.
Wow.
And we had to, I had to go to work. And this went on for nearly a couple of years, until Ampi's practice picked up and he was able to hire somebody else. It was really, really hard.
My goodness. And, that's hashtag tiga kerja, because you're a mom, yes, I mean, at the same time. Are these stories that you shared with Uma, perhaps, you know, I'm just wondering whether it made you, Uma, feel differently or think of working differently?
No, I think we all just have to do as many jobs as you can to
relax.
Yeah.
I think Uma and my daughter learned one thing. They said that, you know, because we worked so hard, they understood what work was.
Mm.
And if Uma gets up at 4 o'clock now and gets to work, I think that's what they learned, that you just have to do what you have to do. And I remember even during that time, even when I went home at 9 and we got to bed, Ambi would sometimes get a patient calling him. I would remember picking up an old man from Bangsa and taking him to the clinic because he had to have somebody to open the clinic. So we used to pick up the patients and take him to the clinic because we used to have beds in those days. Mm. So it was a 24/7 job. Mm-hmm. But we look at those times and think, okay, the plus point is I had a fantastic backup system because my mother-in-law, her mother, was there in the house to look after the kids. Mm. So Ambi and I were out picking up things to do that his practice. But having said that, my teaching life never suffered because I still gave the best to my kids. I love teaching. Mm. And, but it was an amazing time. But I think because you're young at that time, you don't feel the stress of, you feel the stress of the job, but you can have sleepless nights and still function the next day.
Yeah, it's a function of youth. Thank you, Mom, for calling in. Yeah, it's a function of youth, isn't it? I mean, this idea that you think you can abuse your body when you're young, but unfortunately, the whole hashtag do a curvature thing applies to people of all ages. And I think that's the concern because, you know, when people find out that their EPF money is not enough to retire on, you know, you're 40, you're 50, you're coming up to 55 and you still think, oh, I got to do a curvature, tiga curvature because I don't have a choice.
Yeah, so that will be the difference, right? So I'm thinking then and now, what the differences are, as in both would have been a function of necessity in that you have to do it. But right now, you have to do it no matter how old you are when you're supposed to ideally be at an age where you're established. You have a sort of a good nest egg going as you make your way towards retirement.
And that's a function of what we just said earlier about cost of living, petrol prices, minimum wage, stagnant wages, all of these things. We're asking you today whether it's realistic to expect Malaysian to hold two jobs, or hashtag do a curvature. You can call us on 03-771-09000. You can text us on 016-201-9000. Talkback will be back after these messages on BFM 89.9.
Time for the four T's. Tweet, text, talk, talkback on BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you on Talk Back Thursday. It's the evening edition. 03-771-09000 is the number to call. You can text us on 016-201-9000. We're asking you today whether it's sustainable for Malaysians to hold hashtag dua kerja, two jobs, right? We've got Devon on the line. Hey, Devon, you say two jobs are necessary these days. Why so?
Because it's the cost of living has gone up and it's not easy to sustain life with one salary.
Are you on two jobs, Devon?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I'm a lecturer, a full-time lecturer at a private university.
Mm-hmm.
And I do home tutoring and tuition in my house.
Right.
And this is my two jobs. That's what I do for a living. So it's very much necessary to do that because you need extra savings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unexpected expenses. Sometimes your primary job demands a lot from you, so your personal life becomes very, very much affected. I agree with the previous caller, I forgot his name.
Hafiz.
Yeah, Hafiz. He doesn't have personal life. I know how it feels.
Devon, it's interesting though, you know, when it comes to working, you know, two jobs or three jobs, is this something that you've done for a long time or is it something that has taken on a new meaning of late?
I've been doing it for the last 4 years. For the last 4 years, because when my wife gave birth to my son, he was a little bit sick, so she had to leave her job. So I had to make up for a lost income somehow.
And I guess what you're saying in that sense is it's also impossible to live in a single income family as well, right? You need double income these days.
Yes. It's very hard for one person to earn in the family nowadays unless if you're living in some very remote place, like, you know, small town, then probably yes.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, Kuala Lumpur, not possible.
How old is your child? I'm wondering what kind of impact it's probably had on your kid, considering I imagine your kid has had to take a back seat.
My son is 5 this year,
right.
And he always tells me, Appa, why do you have to always go out to work?
Right.
Why can't you take leave and stay in the house today? Yeah. Then I have to explain to him, we have to earn money. Then we'll have enough for all of the things we have now.
Right.
No. So he kind of like understands, but sometimes he does show his frustration. I can't help it.
I can imagine. Devin, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And yes, I think all kids end up facing those kinds of frustrations, right? We were talking today about hashtag Dua Kerja. We're asking you whether it's sustainable for Malaysians to actually have two jobs.
And we also have a poll running on our Twitter page asking you, do you have to hashtag Dua Kerja to survive? And the options are sadly yes, and 30% have weighed in saying yes, 17% saying no way, with 53% saying it's looking likely.
Okay, all right. We've got Ahmad on the line. Hey, Ahmad, thank you for calling in. Tell us, what do you think about hashtag Dua Kerja or Tiga Kerja? What do you do? Are you on the two-job bandwagon?
I am currently doing 4 jobs, and I'm currently Ubering, you know?
Oh. So it's 4 jobs plus Uber, so that makes it 5, or is it 3 plus Uber, 4?
By the way, because this month is Ramadan's month, right?
Yes.
Because all this while, I have my own catering business, so there is no business for me during Ramadan.
Oh, dear.
Because I have to, I need time for me to do offerings to God, right?
Yes, of
so
course.
Like, because all these years, I was like, miss all these kind of Tarawih things.
Yeah.
So this month, I'm just doing Uber for full time. And I'm doing Grab too, because I have 2 cars.
Yeah.
I hashtag Dua Creator, and then my wife is also working with the government and is currently doing lots of, like what Hafiz said,
hashtag Dua Kerja
as well.
Oh, wow.
Because before this, like I was doing like 9-to-5 jobs, like Dolly Parton said, right? 9-to-5 jobs, and I thought I could live like Buddha for a year, you know, based on my last drawn salary, right?
Yeah.
It was last 2 years,
yeah.
So I just found out that I need to do something like new venture. Catering business, for food delivery, doing Uber at the same time. Sometimes I take I was in construction and property before this, so I'm doing a lot of things, sending the people here and there.
So Ahmad, tell me this.
Yes?
Tell me this. When it comes to things like Uber and Grab,
yeah.
Have you found that it's a good source of income? Because it seems an easy thing for many people to get into.
Okay, my main intention was like when I was doing Uber and Grab, it's just like another method for me to do what we call that marketing for my thing, because I'm doing food delivery business.
Right, so you meet people.
I meet people, and then I have the best time, the best pitch ever, where I have to lock. You heard the lock? Okay, I lock the doors and I can pitch whatever I want.
Like it's a captive audience.
Sometimes if I saw I met this app programmers or. I just do some pitch for them.
Mm-hmm.
If the idea can materialize, they can take my ideas, carry on, because I'm an idealist.
Wow.
That's very entrepreneurial of you, Ahmad. And we're sorry that you have to do empat kerja, but at the same time, you know, I guess keep fighting the good fight.
Keep fighting the good fight and keep up with the ideas, because you never know. You could have a Shark Tank fella sitting
in that cab, right?
Yeah.
And you can make that elevator pitch,
good luck to you.
A taxi cab pitch. We've got Cheryl on the line. Hey, Cheryl, you disagree with Dua Kerja. Tell us why. Because everyone who's called so far has had 2 or more jobs.
Okay, hi, Uma.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, first of all, can I request to speak in Bahasa?
Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm more comfortable speaking in Bahasa.
Sure, carry on.
Okay, bagi saya, Dua Kerja, saya rasa, I mean, it's status why. I mean, I know the income ataupun kita punya isi pendapatan rumah agak berkurangan lah sekarang ni kan dengan
yeah.
ringgit kita. So, saya rasa more time should be spent on families. Daripada kita buat kerja. Because bila kita buat 2 kerja, kita akan spend time on weekends untuk buat 2 kerja, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maknanya the 5 days tu kita akan buat regular kerja kita, mm-hmm. kerja hakiki kita.
Mm-hmm.
So, bila masa kita nak spend time dengan keluarga?
Mm.
Yes, and I think that's a problem that many of our callers have had. They've said they don't have personal lives.
Yes, because saya ada experience juga. Saya pernah kerja di sektor government dan currently saya kerja di sektor swasta. So di sektor government memang it's an open secret lah. Maknanya gaji tak mencukupi apa semua, quite low according to your qualification. But Alhamdulillah I survive, I struggle but still survive. And then I try to better myself to find a better payment, better salary. So I opt for private sector. So for me, masa lebih penting bersama family daripada kerja. Because bila you bekerja pun, bila you ada duit pun, still tak cukup juga.
Yeah. It's never enough. Yeah.
It's never enough. But thank you, Cheryl. Thank you for your call and that and your thoughts. You know, yes, family time is very important. It's Talkback Thursday 0377109000 is the number to call. Tell us whether it's realistic to expect someone to hold two jobs. This is Talkback on the Evening Edition. We'll be back after the news on BFM 89.9.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You in the car. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. It's time for Talkback. So, hands-free car kits at the ready? Yes? Good. Let's talk back on BFM 89.9.
Yes, let's talk back with Caroline and Uma. You heard the man. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us on 0162019000. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. We're talking to you today about hashtag Dua Kerja. You remember that? And it's something that has become very much a reality for many Malaysians, given cost of living, wage stagnation, petrol prices, just everything in general, right? We've got Sharon on the line. Sharon, thank you for holding. Sharon, you say you have hashtag empat kerja.
Yes, I do.
So,
pasar malam, IT, masaja, working as a batman at night, taking care of my kids.
Oh, bless you.
So, how many of these empat kerja is brings in a salary or brings in
basically
income?
Pasar malam, and I have to work as IT admin also. Mm-hmm. And also I have to do like massage people, go per session tutoring, things like that.
Wow.
And when did this start for you, Sharon? I mean, at which point did you think that you needed to do so many jobs?
Do I need to say this out loud in live radio? Started from GST.
Started from GST.
From GST.
Right?
Oh,
so it affected you that badly. Interesting.
Yeah, the thing is that since I'm there at the Pasar Malam last time, I do remember telling you that I can see a lot of people with small kids going to the Pasar Malam trying to earn a living.
Yeah.
So the trend is increasing right now. So people are trying to go to Pasar Karat, trying to Pasar Karat, uptown, downtown, anything that you know, can spell money on, put money on the table, people will go.
Sharon, how has it affected your personal life? I mean, do you have a personal life left?
I think what we did as a family is that whenever we have the time, we bring the kid along with me to the Pasar Malam, or sometimes my wife will take the kids to that whichever house that she have appointment, massage appointment with. So eventually it affects our time, but we managed to, you know, adjust the flexibility of our family.
Hmm.
Is this sustainable, Sharon? That's the question we're asking everyone. How long do you think you can carry on like this?
Well, I can't carry on like this. I was thinking of migrating overseas, but the thing is like PTPTN don't let me get off the country. So if I can travel anywhere outside this Malaysia, I think I will go. But the thing is that unless something is being done to cater the needs of the people, especially to counter the rising cost of living, I think this trend will continue, and sadly, the people will be affected by it.
Yeah, well Sharon, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. I mean, you're absolutely right. What can be done, right? If you're doing four jobs,
it's so terribly devastating. I mean, to think. To think of how difficult it is to think of all that time that's lost that you could be spending with your family and to think that, I mean, this would be brain drain, right?
Yeah, it's exactly what Cheryl said earlier, right? How we have to make that very difficult decision of getting an extra job or spending time with that family, because, you know, spending time with the family thing is something you'll never get back.
And upping, so it's that and or upping and leaving. Right?
Yeah, exactly. We've got Imin on the line. Imin, you say not dua kerja, but 1.5 kerja. What do you mean by 1.5 kerja?
Hello, my
Hello.
Name is Caroline.
Hi.
Okay, well, basically, to be honest with you, I'm also a government servant.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not possible for me to do two works. Right. Plus, I have my family, so I was thinking, what can I do to, you know, to add up my income? So what I do is, because my passion for pets, we have our hobby. My hobby is to keep pets. We have cats, and also I have a lot of exotic pets
right.
with me. So during our free time, you know, these are those pets that we use. We take care of our pets, the cats and all. And then in the end, when they mate, you know, you can make some cash out of it. It won't take a lot of your time, but, you know, it's still time consuming.
Right. So you're doing breeding, I take it?
Yeah, we do breeding cats, breeding exotic pets. So it's a kind of work. You stay home, you can do it with your family. So it's still a job.
Yeah. I imagine there's a lot of work, you know, around it, especially if done responsibly.
Yeah, we do. Because I got the involvement of my wife and also my family. And plus, we are all at home. So that's the plus side of it.
Right. Well, thank you very much for sharing your story, Imin. 1.5 kerja as well. I guess that's an option. I mean, it's become a lot easier, Caroline, for people to take on these entrepreneurial ventures. We hear a lot of people, you're baking cakes and cookies, and especially during festive seasons, that becomes quite a lucrative business as well, if you make good cakes and cookies, you know?
Yeah, but it's different when you do it because it's a hobby as opposed to it being a necessity.
Yes, right? You're absolutely right. Yeah. We've got Sean on the line. Sean, you say it's circumstantial. What do you mean?
Not circumstantial. I didn't say it was circumstantial. I said I agree that due to circumstances, we are in the situation that we are at.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not so much a boring concept to the younger generation, at least.
Mm-hmm.
However,
it's not a boring concept.
No, foreign.
A foreign concept.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something that you do hear very often is people saying, you know, my passion's got to take a backseat because, you know, I got bills to pay and things like that, right?
Right.
So I'm of the opinion that the second job need not be dead end, because you really can gauge where your day job will take you and how much you can perhaps save up in the years to come. But the second job need not be something that is so kais pagi makan pagi, you know what I mean? It's something that you ought to be entrepreneurial about. And I say this as someone who's been doing this for 7 years now, so I'm cautiously optimistic that my side job will come of something. But I guess what I'm trying to do is encourage people to. Actually, the previous caller beat me to it because, you know, she spoke about starting a business on the side.
Yeah.
But yes, I also feel that if you're passionate about that business, if it is something that you think is your calling, you stand a much better chance. So, you know, out of necessity, a lot of good things come about.
Yeah.
So we are all in this together, but I think the second job ought to be, you know, more ambitious.
So something that's more ambitious, and from what you're saying, I take it what you mean by that is the second job should be something that feeds your passion and hopefully perhaps, you know, let it be something that you want to end up doing eventually.
Yeah, sure. And hopefully, you know, you make
some money or so, lah.
Yeah, no, hopefully you get to make like some really good money at the end of it, you know what I mean? Because that's what I meant about, you know, you know your increment over the years, you can gauge that, but, you know, be more ambitious.
Oh, well, all right. Thank you very much, Sean. I mean, that's the dream, right, Caroline, that, you know, suddenly the second job is so successful that
actually,
you can get rid of the 9-to-5.
Now, I was going to say, I don't know whether that's
really
the dream. Let the first job be that successful. I mean, you're talking dreams, you want to aim high.
No, but sometimes...
Why dream have that dream as a second job?
I think 90% of the time, people's first jobs are the drudgery of 9-to-5 that they need to do just to survive.
I agree, but the dream should be loftier, is what I'm saying.
Hey, maybe people want to be a master baker like that fellow on TV.
Sorry.
Just saying.
Yeah,
cake boss. I want to be a cake boss.
Everybody wants to be a cake boss.
All I can do is just eat a cake, la boss.
You be a boss.
We've got Victor on the line. Victor, you say it's a link between making ends meet and an easier way out. What do you mean by that?
Hi, Hi, good evening.
Good evening, Caroline
Uma. Hi.
I just wonder whether there is a link between this the difficulty of making ends meet and all this money game. Because living expenses is high, difficult to make ends meet, but to hold two jobs, to work two jobs is also difficult.
Yeah.
So now there comes somebody who promise you that, hey, you only have to invest some money. I promise you 10% return. It's very attractive, isn't it?
Oh,
so
like
when you are desperate.
What was it? The JTTR in Penang. What's the guy?
Yeah. When you are desperate, you tend to have a lot of wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And by the way, JJPTR, in Mandarin, it means 解救普通人, meaning to save ordinary folks from hardship.
Wow.
So how to save? Promise you high return. So you find money is not enough, and this is how to solve the problem. Invest some money, which promise you such a high return, and your problem solved. Would you fall for it? Maybe.
Yeah, well,
thank you for your call, Victor. And you know what? Victor is right, because when times are tough like this and people are forced to do two jobs and they're still not making ends meet, then it's easy to fall prey to these sorts of Ponzi schemes as well.
Well, these sorts of Ponzi schemes, they generally prey on the vulnerable.
Pretty much, yeah.
But the question is, how many of us are vulnerable at this point? Right?
And desperate, right? We're talking to you today about Dua Kerja, and we're asking you whether it's realistic to expect Malaysians to hold down two jobs, three jobs. Everyone who's called, I think bar one person, has said that they actually are doing two or three jobs just to make ends meet, and they have no social lives or personal lives, and you know, it ends up affecting your health, your family life, and all of that stuff. We want to know your stories. 03-77-109-000 is the number to call. You can text us on 016-201-9000, and of course you can tweet us at BFM Radio. We've got John Lee Hooker coming your way with Money That's What I Want after these messages on BFM 89.9. BFM
03-77-109-000 to talk back. Hello? BFM 89.9.
Oh, I leaped ahead of Joe Hashem there.
You so did. You so did.
Sorry, Joe. Caroline and Uma with you. It's Talkback Thursday, and we're just wrapping up Talkback Thursday. You know, it's interesting. We've been talking about Dua Kerja, Caroline, and almost every one of our callers has had more than two jobs.
And not only that, so just looking at the poll that we put out on our Twitter page, right, asking, do you have to hashtag Dua Kerja to survive? 48% of voters have said it's looking likely. So it's, you know, it's on the horizon.
And I think everyone's kind of planning for it as well, because they know the economic outlook, as in, you know, whatever the real economic outlook is, the perception on the ground is still one that is rather dismal.
Well, you don't, and can you blame everybody, right? So you look at perception on the ground and you listen to the news of the ringgit, you know, going up, going down, going down, going down, going up, going down, going down. It's, you know, one step forward, you know, 20 steps back, something.
Exactly. You know, so after the 7 o'clock news, we've got a very relevant program coming away from the BBC. It's the Y Factor with Thankless Tasks. Essentially, what some of us might end up doing with Dua Kerja and Tiga Kerja, why take on a role where lots of people hate you for doing it? So Dotun Adebayo talks to people whose daily life can include verbal and even physical abuse in some of the jobs they're forced to take on.
Oh, no.
So that's coming your way after the 7 p.m. news. In the meantime, here's ABBA with Money, Money, Money on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.